AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Former President Donald Trump has pleaded not guilty to 34 felony counts of falsifying business records through a series of hush money payments.
DA Alvin Bragg says Trump's former lawyer Michael Cohen paid Stormy Daniels $130,000, violating New York election law, making it a crime to conspire to promote a candidacy by unlawful means. But it's not just about one payment, he says.
34 false statements made to cover up other crimes.
Trump's lawyer Joe Tacopina weighed in.
Everyone is not above the law. No one's below it either. And if this man's name was not Donald J. Trump, there is no scenario we'd all be here today.
Outside Manhattan Criminal Court, Julie Walker, New York.
Thank you very much, everybody. And we have to save our country.
Trump is addressing supporters at his Mar-a-Lago estate this evening.
And I never thought anything like this could happen in America. Never thought it could happen. The only crime that I have committed is to fearlessly defend our nation from those who seek to destroy it.
He's been warned by the judge in the case to avoid inflammatory rhetoric that could stir civil unrest. A Kansas bill that would block transgender people from using public bathrooms associated with their gender identities has cleared the legislature. Democratic Governor Laura Kelly is expected to veto it, but Republicans appear to have the votes to override. And in Tennessee, Republican lawmakers have taken the first steps to expel three Democratic House members for leading chants in a gun control protest at the state capitol. Another dangerous storm system prompting warnings across the South and Midwest. Brian Squitieri at the Storm Prediction Center.
There will be a threat for large hail and damaging winds, but we also have serious concern for tornadoes in this portion of the country. Again, like the North, some of these tornadoes could also be quite strong.
This is AP News. Musician Lizzo, comedian Trevor Noah, and the cast of Ted Lasso are among the nominees for Webby Awards, which recognize the best internet content and creators. Margie Zaraletta has details.
Lizzo's Watch Out for the Big Girls show was nominated for a Webby. Trevor Noah has been nominated for the segments filmed between scenes at The Daily Show. The Ted Lasso cast was nominated for its collaboration with FIFA 23. The social media accounts of Stephen Colbert, Jennifer Garner, and Lupita Nyong'o are nominated. Other nominees include Harry Styles' AirPods commercial and the corn-loving kid from Recess Therapy. The International Academy of Digital Arts and Sciences will announce the winners on April 25th. Winners will give acceptance speeches of five words during a gala on May 15th in New York. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
And LSU's victory over Iowa for the national championship was the most viewed NCAA women's basketball game ever. 9.9 million people watched. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.